From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Pakistan's military is denying there's a rift with the civilian government of President Asif Ali Zardari. The comments come in the wake of classified documents released by WikiLeaks. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, Pakistan's army is trying to blunt the impression that it's manipulating political events.
The army spokesman said the chief of staff, General Ashfaq Kiani, holds all national leaders in high esteem, including opposition leader Nawaz Sharif. U.S. Ambassador Ann Patterson wrote in one disclosed memo that Kiani made it clear that regardless of how much he disliked President Zardari, he distrusted Nawaz Sharif even more. A year earlier, in March 2009, when the country flooded the streets to reinstate the Supreme Court, Kiani told the U.S. ambassador that he might, however reluctantly, pressure Zardari to resign. In fact, Zardari told Vice President Joe Biden he feared the country's army chief would take him out. In response to queries about the cables, the army said it was committed to supporting the political leadership within the confines of Pakistan's constitution. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Iran says it has sent its first domestically produced uranium to a nuclear processing facility. In remarks carried on state television and translated by the BBC, Iran's top nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi, says his country has become self-sufficient in the production of the material known as yellow cake.
The Westerners hoped we'd get stuck over the raw materials. But this example, which we're witnessing today, is the first shipment of yellow cake dispatched from the mine in Bandar Abbas to the nuclear site in Esfahan.
Iran had previously used raw uranium concentrates imported from South Africa in the 1970s. Tehran and six world powers restart nuclear talks tomorrow in Geneva over Iran's nuclear activities. Other countries say Tehran intends to build nuclear weapons. Iraqi Christians have come under attack again in Baghdad. As NPR's Deborah Amos reports from the Iraqi capital, authorities say gunmen shot and killed an elderly couple in their home.
This time, the murders were in East Baghdad, a neighborhood that has no history of violence against Christians. The deaths of an elderly couple will only add to the fears of this minority community following the attack last month on Baghdad's Catholic cathedral by militants linked to Al-Qaeda, which left more than 50 people dead. The government has formed special police units with Christian officers to provide extra protection. There's a new parliamentary committee to initiate more security measures. In Baghdad, Italy's foreign minister reflected European outrage. "We cannot accept this," he said on Iraqi television, referring to the massacre at the cathedral. But he urged Iraqi Christians to remain in their homeland. Many have already fled the country. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR. A Mexican judge today ruled a 14-year-old boy accused of participating in four beheadings for a drug cartel will be tried under a state juvenile law. If he's convicted, he can only be sentenced to prison for up to 3 years. Senator Charles Schumer says he's going to introduce legislation this week that addresses concerns about full body scans at airports. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the bill would make it illegal to record or distribute the scanned images.
One of the complaints privacy advocates have had about the new scanners, which see through clothes and produce detailed body images with faces blurred for privacy, is that there was nothing to stop the images from being misused or posted on the internet. Schumer says he'll introduce legislation that will change that.
Not only will we do everything we can to protect your safety, but the government should do everything it can to protect your privacy as well.
The proposed law would also cover photographs of scans taken or disseminated from personal cameras, video devices, or cell phones taken from security personnel, airport employees, or passengers. There's been a firestorm of complaints from travelers since the scanners or the pat-down alternative have been in use. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says at this time he's likely to run for president in 2012.
We're much more inclined to run than not run, and I think everything we've done over the last year, talking to friends, thinking things through, has made us more inclined to believe that it's doable.
Gingrich told Fox News Sunday he expects to make a final decision early next year. He says former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney seems to be the front runner for the Republican nomination. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support.